Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
State Representative John Cabello is a Republican lawmaker from up Rockford way. Hey, John, you're on WGN. Thanks for taking our call.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been intrigued by your story. We even made it our online web question. Do you think we should lower the drinking age in Illinois to 18 if you are drinking with your parents at a restaurant like they do in Wisconsin? And it was about 50-50. It's a non-scientific survey, but I know you've actually been interested in lowering the drinking age overall, or at least allowing underage people to drink with their parents in restaurants. Why is this a topic for you? You've brought this up before.
Well, what we did last year is we made it the law 18, where we wanted to make a law 18, period, where you didn't have to be with your parent or guardian. That was the start of the conversation. What we really wanted to get to is there's, you know, at least 17 other states in the union that has a drinking age of 18 or above when you're with your parent or guardian. We looked at the statistics, you know, that doesn't increase the fatalities in traffic crashes if you do this. But we also did not want to lose federal funding if we just made it 18 altogether. So we looked at it. We talked to different lawmakers that we thought may be coming on board. And this is the happy medium that we came to.
What was the motivation for this? I mean, in Illinois, it's 21, and there's no exceptions, as I understand it, right? You can't drink in a bar with or a restaurant with your parents, even if they're there in Illinois right now, right?
That is correct. But the motivation is, you know, we have men and women that are 18 years of age going into the military. If you're old enough to die for this country, you're old enough to have a darn beer. We think that, you know, at the age of 18, it is you're an adult in the United States, and you should have the right to make those decisions on whether you wish to have a beer or not. And then at least you can do that with your parent or guardian. You can make that decision together. Let's be very clear. The law does not state that you have to do this.
Well,
the law does not state that an establishment has to allow you to do this as well. So it's personal responsibility that we all wish we could get back to, and letting people decide on what they wish to do. I mean, if you're 12 years old, you can go have an abortion. So let's at least make it 18 where you can go have a beer.
I'm not sure what you're talking about there, but I've heard that argument before, that if you are, you know, young enough to die for the country, you ought to be able to have a beer. I'm not exactly sure I see the logic in that, but I take the point. Although is that really about supporting our troops? I mean, would you carve that out just for people that are in the military? There was a movement afoot a few years ago for people who are in college, because the universities don't want to chase the kids around campus for alcohol violations. But I guess what I'm wondering is, I don't see people pressing for this. I haven't heard a groundswell from people saying, when are we going to make it 18 in Illinois? But and I wonder, too,
well,
if the fact that you are...
we've received a lot of letters of support for this bill.
Yeah,
we've received a lot of letters of support for this bill from people all around the state. There may not be people out there calling you and telling you this is what we would like. But even on your online, at least it's 50-50 for now.
I would say that it's
a lot more than that. But again, it's the start of a conversation that I think that we need to have. No, and it's not just for folks in the military. Again, you know, nothing says that you or your family have to go do this. There's nothing that says that a establishment has to allow that in their establishment.
So the law could be that if you're, say, 20, you can drink alcohol with your family at a restaurant. But that establishment could say, no, not at this place.
Correct.
Yeah. We're talking to a Republican lawmaker from Rockford. John Cabello, who in Rockford has a bill before the legislature, which would now help me out on this, John, because I'm confusing the two. Is it the bill that would lower the drinking age for everybody, or just give restaurants the right to lower the drinking age if the family members are with them?
It would do both. So, you know, you have to be able to do both at the same time. But there is nothing in the bill that says that an establishment, restaurant, bar, would have to allow it. So we're giving them the freedom of whether they wish to do that or not.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, you know, I've been a policeman since 1993, and there is nothing that the police can do to curb all of the minors that are going out drinking already today. So whether it's on a college campus, whether it's in a smaller community or a larger community like Rockford, there is nothing that law enforcement can do to curb this. So if you allow these individuals, these adults, to make those decisions with their family, you're going to cut down on the binge drinking. You're going to cut down on the minor drinking parties. There's a lot of benefits that go along with that.
Yeah.
Will there be some negative impacts? Absolutely.
I'm with you on that. And by the way, is it in Wisconsin that you could be 12 years old and get a beer if you're with your family? What would Illinois do? Would it be 18, though, or could you be any age?
Yes, we're mandating that it has to be 18 or above.
Yeah.
The only problem I think anybody would have
with it, John, is if, in fact, it leads to, you know, more problems on the roads or, you know, more problems anywhere with alcohol. If the evidence is that it doesn't lead to more fights or more crime or more deaths on the highway, I don't think I have a problem with it.
Well, there are statistics out there that show that fewer drunk driving traffic crashes and fatalities in other countries that allow drinking at the age of 18 are fewer. So there are statistics out there, and yes, guess what? We can all find statistics on either side. But if you take away the idea of, no, you can't do this, maybe people aren't going to want to go out there and do it. They're doing it anyways. So at least this way, we're hoping that the parent and guardian will be more responsible to make sure that they understand the ramifications. But personal responsibility is something that we need to get back to, and this is allowing some of that to take place.
So where is this now, and what do you gauge its chances?
Well, we have introduced it. It is hopefully going to be assigned to a committee. Again, we've got a lot of letters of support for this. We would bring in folks that are on both sides that are for it, and we would bring in folks that are against it, so that everybody has their say. We know that there are groups out there that are pushing now that the law is introduced for it to pass. I know that there's a lot of legislators that are starting to get calls about this, emails about this, and letters about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure once it gains more steam, we will start seeing the people who are against it. And we need to see both sides. We don't want to not hear from both sides. We want to know who's for it, who's against it. Give us the good arguments, and let's make the best decision for the taxpaying citizens of Illinois.
Would you be advocating for this if you were in Peoria? You're close to Wisconsin there.
Absolutely. In fact, we're hoping to get some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle from Peoria on this.
Yeah. John, how does a restaurant determine if you're the parents? Would the restaurant have to see some sort of ID or, I suppose, enforcement?
Well, I'm sure JCAR would have to come up with the rules on that, but with at least 17 other states that are doing this already, I'm sure we could look at the best practices of those other states to determine what's best for this state.
Hmm. John, it's nice to talk to you today. Thanks for interesting legislation. We'll continue to follow it. Hopefully, at least for the advocates, it gets out of committee and it gets a full hearing and a fair vote. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it immensely.
It's 11:25. Some of your text messages. I agree with this proposal. The next one says, drinking at 18, Wisconsin's not a good example. I live here, and we're a lot of drunks. The bars want it this way. Economics over safety? 262 makes a good point. All the kids have perfect fake IDs. Drinking age is already effectively 18. I don't know about that. It's been a long time since I've seen a fake ID. The only ID I'm getting now is, am I old enough for a senior discount? Nobody's carding me at a bar. Although I love it when I do go to buy alcohol sometimes and they'll card me.
Yeah, they did it to me at Jewel the other day.
I 100% like that and respect that. Although I'll never forget one time I was in line at Jewel or Mariano's or somewhere, and there was a guy who was older than me. I'm going to guess he was 20 minutes either side of 72. He did not have his ID. They wouldn't sell him the booze. And boy, did he get angry. I understand that, but do the kid a favor. It's the law. It's the rule. The kid loses their job or gets in trouble. So I have no trouble with that. John, it's a bad idea to lower the drinking age. There's no benefit to society. I suppose not. But who said there was? I mean, it doesn't have to benefit society, does it? It benefits society if you're selling alcohol. It benefits society if you would like to have a drink and it makes you happy and you're responsible. But back to the fake IDs. When my kids were in college, some of their friends had a fake ID, and at Indiana, what was it like? If you got a fake ID, they take the fake ID, and you get in a whole heap of trouble. I don't know what exactly it is. They kick you out of school, or they send you to Siberia, or something. But the consequences for having a fake ID at least one Big Ten university were pretty severe. John, it's all about the money. Get more people into restaurants. That's not necessarily a bad thing. John, it makes more sense that you should be 21 to join the military. Rather than lowering the drinking age, let's raise the age of being in the U.S. Army. I get it, but it's sort of like a pat on the back, isn't it? There's no real logic between you're old enough to fire a gun and defend our nation, therefore you ought to be able to buy a beer. That's nice, but I don't really see how you necessarily get from one to another. What's the reasoning behind it? Except that we're just saying thank you very much for your service. Here's a beer. A lot of 21-year-olds aren't responsible enough to drink. 18 years old certainly aren't. The parents won't supervise the kids, which means a bartender will have to do it. When the state lawmakers said, well, they do this in other countries. The age of alcohol consumption is lower. It's more common. The families will have wine at lunch or whatever. But that's the thing. It's such a cultural difference between us and Mexico or Spain or France or Italy that I don't know that that it works there. It'll necessarily work here. I do get the idea of the forbidden fruit, that you say, oh, you got to wait till you're 21, and it makes it more of a challenge. You're more desirous of something you can't get when you're 18. So if we said at 18, yeah, you can have a beer, maybe it does take some of the mystery or excitement out of it, and voila, you become a more responsible drinker. John, the reason that the drinking age was raised to 21 from 18 was because alcohol was finding its way into high schools. Yeah, I guess it was, now that I think about that. I just remember the problem with Illinois having a lower drinking age, Wisconsin having a lower drinking age than Illinois when I was in school, was that the kids would drive up to Wisconsin. You'd go up to Lake Geneva and go sit at a bar. How dumb is that? How great must beer be that you'll leave Manuka, you'll get in your car in Joliet, drive up to Wisconsin and have a beer and then come on back. Or load your trunk with a 12-pack or something like that. And just one other note as we go down memory lane, the beer that you wanted, I don't know if this was in your wheelhouse, Bob, but when I was a kid, Coors, which was not sold east of the Mississippi River, was like manna from heaven.
Right, it was a big deal when it started being sold in this area.
That was like, oh man, commercial. You got Coors. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm. You're going to Wisconsin, or you're going to Colorado, man, you got to come back with some Coors. Oh, he's got some Coors. Wow.
That Rocky was Mountain big spring deal. Water.
What was that, Steve?
Rocky Mountain spring water.
Yeah, that was the difference, man. That's better beer. Coors is fine.
Yeah, I think Moosehead was the one. It's Canadian, so whoa.
And we'd have smart conversations about how much better the beer of Coors was. And I don't know that it's that much better or even different.
I think Rolling Rock had some of that halo effect, too.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.